One.
This is New Kids Podcast with Travis,
Jake,
and Sean.
And Sean.
And Jake.
And Travis.
And Travis.
Yeah.
And this is our fourth time recording today.
We're back once again for our third ever episode. Promise it will be better than the second.
But not than the first.
Yeah, not the first.
Definitely not the first.
It was hot back then. We somehow got ugly and hit puberty.
But hopefully by episode 4 we'll be out of that.
Yeah.
I don't have abs like Taylor Lautner. And a face like Edward Pattinson. Alright, so...
Who wants to start us off here?
I will.
Okay.
So I have a little story. My ninja is sad because he isn't a dancer, so he went and drank some beer and wine, and he puked everywhere because he was sad and drunk. He then beat up some guy in the rain for money to buy more beer. Then it was his birthday, so he got some cake and muscles.
How do you get muscles from your birthday?
I don't know. Maybe he got ripped.
Did he get steroids for his birthday, Travis?
I guess.
I guess. It's your story, Travis.
Anyways, you should...
You know what? Maybe I don't make all the rules. Maybe I just follow...
You should fill out the backstory before you try to tell the story.
Anyway, so when we have questions, you have the answers, Travis.
I don't care.
Like the U.S. government.
No, it's like a cliffhanger. You're supposed to wonder.
Like the U.S. government.
Oh, really? So is there going to be a sequel, Travis?
No.
No?
Nope.
Well, that's not a disappointment.
Okay, who really wants to start us off here? Jake?
Travis. Okay, so, oil spill. You might ask, what oil spill? If you do, then I'm going to tell you, you're the biggest idiot I've ever met. Because if you haven't heard about this at this point, you're, I don't even know.
You live under a rock.
Yeah, or you live in, like,
technically speaking,
Canada.
Of course.
Whatever, same thing. Anyways, so, yeah, BP rig crashes ocean, death, dying. That might have been a haiku. Who knows?
Dead, they're all dead.
Yeah, she died. Mudkip swim, oil rig gracefully fell, dead, they're all dead. So,
Do you guys even know how this started?
Well, probably the oil rig, there was an explosion, didn't it? And it killed like 8 people.
Yeah, I think.
Yep, at least.
Someone was telling me that, like, they have, like, safety things so, like, this doesn't happen.
Yeah,
so they have, like,
yeah, I heard that.
They have, like, 3 safety things, and they all failed.
Yeah, they had all these safeties, and they all broke.
So, like, if, like, one thing happened, then something was supposed to stop that, and that failed. Something was supposed to stop it, and they all completely just blew up or something.
So, in a side note, let's see. Because Shell Oil, like, that company that no one really knows of, because it's pretty, not very popular on the East Coast, at least, they're actually planning on offshore drilling in the Arctic Ocean, which has caused, like, an uproar, and so they have promised to increase safety measures. So, in, like, next year, when the next oil spill happens, it should be interesting to see what the national response is.
Yeah. What's the, like, I thought offshore drilling was, like, somewhat illegal.
It was, but Obama approved of it last week. 2 weeks ago now.
And so, really?
Here's an interesting
Obama
theory.
Obama sucks!
Here's an interesting theory. How about, like, radical Democrats caused the oil rig to crash so that Obama would cancel his plans for offshore drilling? Because...
No, that's definitely not how it went.
Yeah,
it was definitely caused by the fishermen who wanted to increase the prices of seafood by destroying half the seafood population and then selling it for double.
I like my better.
That's an excellent theory.
I thought so.
Jake, I'm going to have to go Travis on this one.
All right, really? You know, if we got Josh Rehnquist in here, he'd probably agree with me.
Yeah, I know, but that's Josh Rehnquist.
And Josh is very opinionated.
That's true. Okay, so...
Helmet recall.
Helmet recall. Really
Hold
stupid.
On, I have a story.
I have nothing else to
let
say.
Let me finish my Cheez-Its. Hold on.
Really, stupid.
Shh.
Stupid.
Alright.
Stupid.
So, say you're a UN soldier in Iraq, and you're working...
You mean a US soldier in Iraq?
Shut up.
Dude, alright, yeah, just keep going.
Let me finish my story.
Never mind. Where's that chat? Sorry. Okay, here's...
Gonna keep cutting me off? Hmm?
Yeah. What? No, shut up. Just talk.
I'm trying to! Alright. So, imagine you're a U.S. soldier in Iraq, and you're walking by a car, which possibly might be an IED, otherwise known as a roadside bomb. Well, what's your first defensive system against that thing?
Nothing.
No, it's the bomb squad who were idiots and didn't defuse it in time. Second defense.
Nothing.
Your ballistic helmet. And what's wrong with it? Over 440,000 of them have been recalled because they don't meet ballistic standards.
How does that even happen?
So now what?
That's a great question.
Now you're dead on the side of the road because somebody made a crappy helmet head just got pierced by a piece of shrapnel.
You think they're made in China?
Probably.
There's probably lead in them.
Yeah, no, they're all gonna get, like, poisoned by the time they're out of the war.
Yeah, that sucks. Hate when that happens. Not that I would know anything, just...
Yeah.
Alright, so... I personally think that it's idiotic in the first place to release helmets and then have to recall 440,000 of them because you forgot to test them in the first place.
I don't think they forgot to test them. I think they just
didn't care.
Yeah, I think they like made them, and then they test like a whole batch, and then realized that they didn't work. So then they decided to just ship them all out.
That's really dumb.
See, yeah, well, Moy Tonto.
Isn't that the way it worked with Toyota too, as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
Didn't they know about it since like 2000? Like, I know, a while ago.
Yeah, but honestly, if you were Toyota, what are you gonna do? I mean, it's Japan. They're normally right. Like, you don't need to do anything. Like, Americans die, who cares? it's Japan. You know?
Hail the Emperor!
I don't think they hailed. That was...
Do they still have emperors in Japan?
Yeah, but it's basically a figurehead.
Yeah, it's just a figurehead. Like Obama.
Oh, okay.
Idiot. I hate Obama.
So, you know how ever since Obama took office, there have been a surplus of plane crashes?
There's also been a surplus of every other bad thing happening because he, quite frankly, sucks at life.
Right, well, continue on with that. In Kabul, Afghanistan, an airplane with 44 people aboard crashed into mountains of Afghanistan. 38 passengers and 6 crew members. 3 of them were British nationals. So, that sucks.
Yeah.
If you're from Britain.
Our problem now.
Anyways, like, there's just been so many plane crashes. Like,
wait, did it say how it, like, crashed? Like, how they...
It didn't. Oh, it crashed in a mountain. I don't know. Was it
pilot error, or was it...
I don't know.
Alright, I'm sorry, but what kind of idiot pilot runs into a mountain?
Travis, you don't understand.
Who runs into a mountain? You see that thing for miles.
They didn't do it on purpose.
Well, no crap. But still, how do you hit it?
Well, maybe, like, I don't know. Maybe an engine blew out.
So dodge the mountain.
You're dumb. Travis,
you're dumb.
The pilot's dumb.
We're dumb.
Yes.
Alright. So...
Obama's dumb.
Ironically, we have another story in Afghanistan in the same city of Kabul, where a local Afghan leader says coalition forces shot and killed civilians on Thursday night.
Ouch.
That sucks. Nine troops killed 9 civilians in Kushak, a village in Sirk Rod, district of Nangarhar.
You should have heard me trying to read this yesterday.
The NATO-led International Security Assistance Force. So it's like the NATO. It's the NATO ISAF.
Is the NATO still like the one we're talking about?
National Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Hold on, I'll be right back, guys. You guys keep talking though.
This is not the time to leave.
Sean.
Yeah, Travis.
You're sounding fine.
You're sounding fine too. I can't believe Jake had to leave us. It's kind of lonely now.
Yeah, I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, I don't either.
He kind of does it all for us.
Yeah, I know he does. And we just comment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we do, like, the side comments?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Jake, I just got your text, by the way.
Alright.
Oh, he's back.
Yay.
That left a Taliban. Oh, yeah, Taliban. So there's something that has to do with Taliban. Not really sure, but I need people with towels. Profusely. Alright, so. And back to the plains. Alright, the volcano ash cloud from Iceland.
What?
You guys didn't hear about this?
I heard about it.
The massive volcano and the ash cloud that like, delayed flights for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Sucks.
Nobody could leave Europe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Major European
airports opened. What day is it? Yesterday. Wow. May 17th. That's happy.
Yeah.
But
I just got a message from Dr._Max, ma'am. Max penis and larger pills.
Oh, and my one from meetsomehotties.com to find some sex partners and whatnot. That's how I roll, guys.
Yeah.
I used meetsomehotties.com. Check it out, guys. It's pretty cool.
I thought it was beat your hottie.
No, it's meet. I bet that's a website too, though. Chris Brown probably leads it. Alright, so, more domestic news. The Times Square bomber.
Idiot.
Yeah.
That was like the most crappiest people. Bomb I've ever seen. Like, you didn't finish it.
I know.
How do you fail on something like that? If you're gonna make a bomb, make sure it works.
You park it in Times Square, but then the bomb doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a failure. Unless it was like from the set of 24.
You might as well have written signs say bomb over here on them.
Yeah, anyways. Like, you have a smoking van. And you just leave it there.
I would.
Did you guys hear about the
I crashed.
What, Jake? What,
like
what
a couple
did we
days
hear
ago,
about?
There was another emergency because I thought it was another bomb because they found like a cooler, like right underneath that like the big like 42nd Street sign, and it turns out somebody just forgot their lunch there. But they like closed down the streets for like 7 hours and brought like bomb squads in.
Like, did they not? Wow. Did they not like open it up, or did they wait till the bomb squad gets there?
Yeah, they waited till the bomb squad got there, and they had like a robot open it, and there was just lunch. And someone, and then someone.
I would
still
want to see that.
I can't believe nobody posted that on YouTube.
I totally want to see that.
That would be pretty awesome.
I'm gonna look it up real quick and see if I can get it.
And so, continue. Oh, wait, we're back to Kabul, Afghanistan. A suicide bomb in Afghanistan's capital. Oh, it's the capital. Killed at least a dozen civilians and 5 U.S. troops on Tuesday. A bloody
Congratulations,
strike.
You just pissed off the United States even more.
A bloody strike claimed by the Taliban and deployed by the NATO coalition. So the Taliban strike again. Yeah.
Jake, just remember, nothing separates them besides the towels upon their heads.
Right. Because they're the Taliban.
Just kidding, they also have suicidal tendencies.
Hey, so do we. We're just better.
Oh, yeah.
Not as bad as them, they try to take us out with them.
Oh, that's true.
I don't see what can go through the mindset that suicide is, like,
hey,
the answer.
I'm gonna wake up this morning, strap a bomb to my chest, and run at some people screaming all
over. Like a whole bunch of virgins waiting for them in, like, heaven, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
72, is it?
I
think I'd get bored. Seriously, pick one and stick with it.
What about COD?
That.
Is there a COD there?
Yeah.
Probably.
I hope like, there's COD.
Ranked up.
Screw the 72 virgins. I just want COD.
I just want COD.
Once again, choose that. Their religion's down the drain. Like
no, I will not have sex with you. I just want COD.
Yeah,
you give me COD, sure. But no, not until you get me COD.
I'll only do it while I play COD.
Anyway.
This is a good time to play that commercial, Sean.
That commercial?
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah, play it.
No, I'm not playing it.
No, I will.
Fine, I'll play it then.
Alright, so.
Just go to YouTube.com.
I got it.
Funny thing that Activision made for Infinity Ward. That's something with COD and other stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone is doing it. Guys are doing it with girls. And girls are doing it with other girls. Some get together in groups and do it. Some go online and do it with complete strangers. Some like deeper penetration when they do it. Some people get scared and pull out right in the middle of doing it. Sometimes when people do it for the first time, they don't last so long. Sometimes when people do it alone for too long, their hands cramp up. Some people just like to watch other people doing it. Some people have steady aim, and others just spray everywhere. Some people like to do it hardcore. Some people like to be all chatty Cathy when they do it. Sons of b****s do it so loud they keep up the neighbors. Sometimes my dog likes to watch me do it. Some people go into domination mode, and that's some freaky deaky s**t. I've heard there's over 20 million people doing it now, so it's safe to say that everyone is doing it.
Yeah, greatest commercial of all time.
They were not talking about sex, they were talking about MW2, FYI.
As I see, like, a comment right down here, why is it banned?
Some people do it domination style. That's some freaky dicky. Oh, man.
That whole thing is definitely going on Facebook in, like, 5 seconds.
I'm taking that quote.
On Facebook. I call posted that quote. It.
Anyways, South... Alright, you guys see... Alright, I don't know if you guys read my new thing about South Korea. South Korea has concluded that a North Korean torpedo attack sank one of its warships in March, killing 46 sailors. Government sources and domestic news reports said Tuesday, as Seoul prepared to announce its investigative result later this week.
How did it take them that long to figure that out?
Yeah, that's a good point, first of all. The second point of all is, doesn't North Korea have nuclear weapons and South Korea has nothing?
Yes, but we keep taking it from them, so not anymore.
You guys know how we learn about, like, the atomic bomb and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling, like, we just have, like, the most amazing bomb ever and, like, no one knows about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably.
We could just drop it and blow up the world?
Yeah, pretty much.
That'd be fun.
You probably have a secret satellite up there that, like, shoots it out.
And you know, I always wondered, like, you know how, like, there's always, like, conspiracies, like, on aliens and Area 51 and whatnot?
Yeah.
Well, like, when presidents, like, get into office, do they get, like, told that information immediately, or do they have to, like, be,
No, they're briefed on it immediately. You have to be.
Really?
Yeah.
If it's real.
If it's real.
You know anything about it or anything.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to be president just to find out and then tell
I know.
Everyone.
Trust, you can go to jail for that.
You can, like, find a secret book like a national treasure.
Yeah, but I don't think they have that.
No. That's definitely a nonfiction movie. I don't know what you're talking about. That's why I was up for an Oscar. The nonfiction movie section.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so Google.
I saw the Bibles in the nonfiction section once. I mean, just kidding, the fiction section.
Oh, okay. That'd make more sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so Google, like the greatest company of all time, they pull out of China due to the censorship, and now Google came under pressure in Europe on Tuesday over its collection of private data from unsecured home wireless networks. Alright, now I'm not gonna lie, it is pretty dumb. Did you guys hear about this? They, like, drive throughout Europe trying to find, like, they're trying to, like, map out stuff to help tourists and, like, unlock wireless networks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, unfortunately, some of those wireless networks have, like, personal information on it, which the car collected. And so, yeah. I mean, Google said they got rid of it at all, but, like, the German want it. Like, they want it all. Like, they want all of those personal stuff they got. The German government specifically, who I think needs to shut up at this point.
Like, yeah, I mean, seriously, we beat them twice. We basically pounded their face into the dirt, and they still want it.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not the brightest dudes.
They're just asking for us to bomb them again.
Hey, you're right, Travis.
Anyways, with a secret like nuclear bomb.
I'm telling you, I think we have it.
It drops on them.
when it drops, everyone's gonna be like Zomga, Zomga,
Zom. They should definitely name a bomb that, like, just on the
Zomga,
like Zomga.
If I was a military helicopter pilot, my helicopter would definitely be named the Rafflecopter. And I would personally write LOL on both the chain guns.
Nice job.
Do you, like, send them back in for repair, and the guys are just like, what the heck? They like see it, the raffle cop. What?
I know who drives this.
OMG, I know who this is. You like post a picture on Facebook, tag yourself. Alright, so I was thinking I have a game where I like type in like a couple words, like a part of a, like the beginning of a phrase on Google, and you guys have to like guess what comes up in the search bar.
Okay, okay. Sounds fun.
Alright, so my first one is I'm scared of. Like just like put things out there.
I'm scared of black people raping my children.
Wait, some of that was right, yeah.
I'm scared of parrots.
Keep going. Any other ones?
I'm scared of
2012.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm scared of Chuck Norris.
Keep going.
I'm scared of boys.
Oh my. Alright, I threw these to you. Alright, we're starting at the bottom, going to the top. I'm scared of relationships. I'm scared of lonely lyrics. I'm scared of death. I'm scared of life. This one shows you, like, what, like, the demographic for Google is. I'm scared of girls. I'm scared of Obama. It's your dad. I'm scared of dying. I'm scared of black people. I'm scared of 2012, and my personal favorite, I'm scared of Chinese people.
Oh my god. Alright, I want to do one. You guys have to guess.
What? Okay. What do you say?
Alright.
He's going to do one. We have to guess.
I have a really good one, though. I have to do this one first.
Yeah, let Jake do it first, Travis.
Alright, I like to think.
I like to think?
Yeah. Actually, I like to think of.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is like the preposition then of?
Yeah.
I like to think of. I like to think of sex.
Ice cubes?
No, you guys aren't gonna get any of these. I'm just gonna read them off.
Okay.
Alright, from the bottom. I like to think of Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt. I like to think of Harriet Tubman, Susan Griffin. I like to think of Jesus as. I like to think of Harriet Tubman. I like to think of Jesus as a. I like to think of Jesus as a figure skater. I like to think of Jesus quotes. I like to think of Jesus in a tuxedo shirt. And my personal favorite again. I like to think of Jesus as a mischievous badger.
So basically all of them were like, I like to think of Jesus?
Yeah. I love.
Do you try to guess what I was at your church today?
Alright, guys, I have a really funny one.
Alright, hold on, let me do one.
Alright.
Yo, Travis, start it up.
Any day now.
Yeah, anyway.
Why won't my?
Why? Car start.
Yeah.
Poop come out.
Wait, what? No!
Xbox turn on.
No.
Why won't my computer start up?
No.
That's good, because, like, how would you be on Google if your computer didn't start up? why can't my...
Won't my.
Oh, why won't my? Oh.
Yeah.
Why won't my sister just shut up?
No.
Why won't my girlfriend stop talking?
Alright, hold on. I'm just going to go down the list.
Alright.
Why won't my iPod turn on? Why won't my iPod sync? Why won't my iPod connect to my computer? Why won't my iTunes open? Seems like people have a lot of iTunes and iPod problems. Why won't my car start? Why won't my iPod show up on iTunes? Why won't my iPod charge? Why won't my iPhone turn on? Why won't my iPod touch turn on? Why won't my girlfriend blow me?
I was close.
Alright,
so
I got one.
You have to hear this one first. Alright, why can't I?
Why can't I touch my toes?
Travis.
Why can't I sleep?
Any other ones?
Why can't I lynch black people?
Why can't I pick my nose in public?
Alright, I'll just lead him. Why can't I sign into PlayStation Network? Why can't I open PDF files? Why can't I sleep? Why can't I get a boyfriend? Why can't I poop? Why can't I lose weight? Why can't I get a girlfriend? Why can't I lyrics? What?
No, I think why can't I is a song.
Yeah. Oh.
Why can't I get pregnant? Why can't I own a Canadian?
I have one. Why won't my... And then things starting with a P.
What?
So why won't my... And then the next word has to start with a P.
Why won't my... pasta... turn colors?
No.
Why won't my car start?
It starts with a P, not a C.
Why won't my PS3... something?
Way to cheat. Alright. Why won't my PS3 sign in? Why won't my PS3 play PS2 games? Why won't my period stop? Why won't my phone charge? Why won't my PS3 read discs? Why won't my PS3 work on my TV? Why won't my PS3 connect to the internet? Why won't my printer print? Why won't my parrot eat my diarrhea? And why won't my parrot eat my diarrhea?
What the heck?
Alright. To Sean's ears.
Okay, hold on. Let me see here.
Alright, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real fast. You can go without me, though. I wanna hear the results, but you can guys guess.
Sean?
Yeah, I got a good one. Yeah, so Travis, I definitely think you should enter your poems in a contest.
Sean, you were supposed to do a Google one, but yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah, I know. I'm definitely doing. I already have it up, but right. I'm waiting for
you
Jake.
Think I should read one on the internet?
No.
No, because then people will steal it.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So go ahead, Sean.
All right. Why do I?
What happens?
Why do I, Jake? Why do I?
Why do I bleed?
Why do I have a lot of friends?
Why do I not have a girlfriend? Why do I not have a boyfriend? I don't know. Just tell us.
Okay. Why do I sleep so much? Why do I bruise easily? Why do I love you? Why do I have green poop? Why do I feel tired all the time? Why do I sweat so much? Why do I have no friends? Why do I owe taxes this year? Why do I have so much discharge? Why do I fart so much?
Alright, guys, I'll do the last one.
Okay.
Google is...
Backwards.
Google is... a robot?
Alright, I'll read them. Google is your friend. Google is the devil. Google ISP services. Google Island. Oh, wait, hold on.
Google Island? Right, here, hold on. Oh, my.
Here. Alright, Google is. I did it wrong. Google is a pervert. Google is awesome. Google is a number. Google is better than Yahoo. Google is making us stupid. Google is your friend. Google is the devil. Google is scared of Islam. Google is watching you. And Google is Skynet. So, they're making Terminators. Watch back. Oh. Yeah, alright.
Happens.
Alright, so, I have one more thing I want to do.
Hold on, Jake. What happens on Google?
What?
What happens?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
When you die.
Alright, there is one that's what happens in Vegas, but...
Oh, that's lame.
Alright, should I just read them?
Yeah.
What happens when you die? What happens when you lose your virginity? What happens in Vegas? What happens when you quit smoking? What happens in Vegas soundtrack? What happens when light passes through a lens? What happens when you crack your knuckles? What happens if a girl takes Viagra? What happens if you swallow gum?
Google that one.
And what happens at the end of Dear John?
Chess, how was that movie?
Suckish.
Oh, you know, did you see Letters to Juliet, not Dear John?
What you got?
John.
Alright, guys.
And I jump.
So what happens? What happens if a woman takes Viagra? Oh, God. I don't want to read these answers out loud. Okay. So, anyways. Alright, here's my other segment. I want to, like, play 30 seconds of song, and you get to try to relate it to, like, a world news story.
Okay.
Ah, Jake, I like this.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Alright.
She kicks her husband's butt for leaving them on her side of the cabinet.
Oh, man.
Okay, start up, Jake.
Alright, hold on. Everybody pick a random number. Actually, no. Sean first.
62.
Okay, stalking a killer. That's an interesting... Oh, wait, no, hold on. 1 second. My computer froze. That's why it's showing weird songs. I was gonna say stalking a killer. Well, that sounds different. Doesn't the killer normally stalk? You know what? I don't know. I wouldn't know these things.
Yeah, doesn't the killer stalk the victim? Not yeah. You stalk the killer?
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's... Oh, how is Katy Perry number 1 on iTunes? That's embarrassing. She can't actually sing in real life.
Oh, yeah, that goes with
Kesha. Oh, MG.
I just have one thing to say. This is quite a funny story on Google. I don't know how many people have heard about this, but this is actually pretty funny.
What?
This person posted on Yahoo Answers, "Hiya guys, is Internet Explorer a virus? Every time I try to go on the web, it asks me if I want to use Internet Explorer as my default browser, and I'm scared. Can anyone help me? Also, I'm having girl problems." Okay. Well, this kid, being the funny idiot... No, just kidding. He's not an idiot. I love him. I want to give him a hug. But being the kid he is, he decided to mess with this person. And this was his reply. "Sounds to me like you already have a virus. Internet Explorer was conceived by the terrorists in an attempt to crash America's computers to better inflict terror upon our country. The U.S. government had set up an attempt to eliminate the Internet Explorer threat from which the system had been seceded on the most part. However, there have been scattered reports described in the same form as your problem that confirm that the virus is still out there affecting some computers, including yours. If you set Internet Explorer as your default browser, we will all surely die. You must go through a series of extremely complicated technical procedures that involve numerous codes and require extensive computer programming skills to remove the virus threat from your computer before it spreads to others. You usually have approximately 13 hours before it takes over and spreads to computers around the country. If you don't complete this highly tiresome, very complicated process in 13 hours, the terrorists win. Good luck, we're all counting on you."
62!
What's 62?
62! Let's play, guys.
What?
62, didn't it? Touch of
what are you talking about? I'll be right back.
Alright, Sean? Sean?
Yeah.
You can hear that, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Real world, example.
So it's about love. So Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner.
No, that was so long ago.
Okay. Jake, your mic's up a lot of static.
Is it?
Yeah.
Alright. Travis, can you play the music?
For what?
Was that a yes?
For what? What am I playing the music for?
For our, let's connect the music, whatever. You know? We're connecting songs from, like, copy the songs to, like, world news.
Yeah, the song was Bad Romance.
Oh.
I mean, I already played it, so you don't need to.
I mean, it kind of relates to Tiger Woods, I guess.
I like that. Okay, Travis, you need to pick a number now.
That was better than mine.
Yeah.
73?
Alright. You can play it, because I can't.
Alright, hold on. Get on iTunes. I don't know what we're doing. I wasn't here.
No.
I want love. Love, 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 I want your love, love. Cheez-Its do that to you.
Yeah.
Do that.
Alright, hold on. Now I have to somehow have to connect to iTunes Store.
Dun dun dun. Alright, I can play. I can play it if you really want me to.
Am I just looking up the top 100?
Yeah.
Wow. See all top songs. Let's see.
Travis, I already got it. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm doing it. Too late. What number was it? 73 or 72?
It was an uprising. I don't. You've sworn your life to the state as a dog of the. What is that?
No, I got it. Don't worry.
All right.
Alright, so to me, that sounds kind of like the Taliban kind of pushing resistance past us.
Or like...
And they're saying, yeah, you know what, we're gonna bomb you, and we don't care if you try to kill us, because we're just gonna keep on bombing you.
Yep, true that.
Yeah, true that.
Alright, Sean, pick a number.
No, my turn.
Yeah, it's Jake's turn.
Jake's turn.
Eeny, meeny, oh, wait, no.
Definitely not that song.
18.
Rock That Body by Black Eyed Peas.
I like it.
Alright, I'll play it.
Let me see your body rock, shaking it from the bottom to top. Break to what the DJ drop. We be the ones to make it hot.
To make it hot.
Electric shock, energy like a million watts. Space be booming, the speakers pop. Galactic comb.
Input.
I don't know. I have a better. Just pick Nothing on You. We can link that to something.
Okay, hold on. Let me find that song.
Valentine's Day.
I don't know. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, so link that one. Who has nothing on somebody? What country probably has nothing on somebody? South Korea, North Korea. They got nothing on them.
How about Australia and Alaska? They got nothing on each other.
What about Switzerland? They just got nothing on nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah.
What about Luxembourg?
Oh, yeah. No, everyone's killed them.
Aren't they the second smallest country in the world?
I'm surprised they're not the smallest country.
They're the richest.
Yep. They are the richest.
Go.
Vatican City is the smallest country. Go. Just saying that. Yep.
Alright, here we go. Number 12 on the charts. My First Kiss featuring Kesha, 303.
At the foot of stairs with my fingers in your hair, baby, this is it. She would have been enough. Just a little touch. If I had it my way, you know that I'd make a say.
Okay, so to end the show, all right, shut it off. All right, you're gonna get muted in like 4 seconds. All right, I was
end the show.
We should end the show with like some weird news, which I conveniently found at newsoftheweird.com. I think that's pretty awesome. And so for the week of May 16, 2010, the lead story. Actually, we're going to skip that one and go to the second story.
What's the lead story about?
I don't even know. That's why I'm skipping it. Okay, can't possibly be true. The Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka, K-A-N, I don't know what that is. Famous, probably Kansas. Famously pickets targets around the country with explicit anti-homosexuality signs and recently chose as venues the funerals of deceased U.S. soldiers and Marines. One grieving Marine family in York, PA, filed a lawsuit accusing Westboro of intentional infliction of emotional distress by picketing their son's 2006 funeral. But a U.S. Court of Appeals ruled in March that such protests are protected by the First Amendment. Piling on, the court added that the grieving family must also pay Westboro $16,510 to cover its costs in having to defend the lawsuit. What?
What?
That's ridiculous.
That is retarded.
That is a little ridiculous. All right.
I think that viewers should please donate money to this group.
I don't know how, though.
Yeah.
But do it.
Find their address.
Do it. All right,
like, seriously, they should not have to pay this fine.
All right, so... Anyways, let's see. Michelle Taylor of 34 was sentenced in Elko, NEV. I'm assuming that's in Nevada. In April to life in prison solely for the crime of forcing a 13-year-old boy to touch her breasts twice. The sentence was mandatory under certain state law, but said her lawyer, she's getting a great penalty than if she killed the boy. If she killed the boy, then she'd be eligible for parole after 10 years of prison. I don't understand that either.
That was a little weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Awkward.
Some screwed up stuff in our world. Okay, so you can email us at nkpodcast, like nkpodcast at aol.com, like with feedback or just like questions. Please just email us if you listen to the show. That'd be cool, because we have no
And also, anything you want to see on the show.
Right, exactly. You can follow us on Twitter at sign NK Podcast. I don't know if we're actually going to say anything on it, but we're there. if we never have another live show, we can, you know, check it out. Check it out. And so, that's all I got to say.
Alright, who wants to wrap it up?
I do.
He does.
This is Travis.
It's Jake.
Signing off of...
And Sean.
Sorry. Alright, so this is Travis, Jake, and Sean. Signing
Jake.
Off of...
Sean.
Travis.
Signing off of...
Sean.
New Kids
Travis.
Podcast.
Jake.
New Kids Podcast.
New Kids Podcast. Check it out.
Boom!